thought. This is your samskaras, according to that you take birth. So it is a thread actually from the second chapter to the 18th chapter. It starts from the beginning of you are a soul and you are a living energy. But then you have to perform actions, eternal being. What kind of actions you have to perform? Perform action in a state of yogi. And then there are always different types of yoga. Every chapter of the Gita is connected with the yoga. Karma yogi. Yogi, the one whose mind is sthir. Sthrit pragya means intellect is concentration is there. Stability is there. Just like an earthen lamp which is lit without wind, it is stable. So bring that stability in you. Become free. Why your mind wavers? Because you are attached to the actions, attached to the result of that. Perform action without any fear, without any attachment, without dependency. So actions. So what type of actions? Action, soul is performing action through the body. And so it means this body is a field of action and our sense organs are the charioteer. The horses. Arjuna is asking after hearing this that because God says that you should be very stable, you should be unshakable in every situation. You don't have any desire. A person who has the desires, the actions are performed and it becomes a bondage, and attachment is the cause of sorrow, and then you suffer. And so I don't want you to suffer. I want you to experience bliss. I want to experience supersensual joy. And so don't be dependent on senses. And as all of us, when hear this, living in this world, totally free from influences, all the circumstances, situations, challenges are there, how can it be that I can be totally detached? He says, be like a tortoise. That means introspection. Our energy is consumed when our sense organs are out. And he has used the word antarmukhi. Means this face which my organs are looking at outside. Eyes look at others and criticize or are attracted. Ears hear, react or dependency or attached, amused or disturbed. Sound, taste or my anger can disturb others. Or my mouth can be attracted towards the food. My nose can be attracted towards the smell, beautiful smell of the fragrance of the food, fragrance of the flower. So I can be attached to it. It is externally. Everything is external. He says, no. You use this action when you have to perform actions and become like a tortoise. When actions are performed, limbs are out, and when there's no need to perform action, limbs are inside. Inside, samadhi, sthit pragya. Arjuna asks the question, or you ask the question, and I also ask this question, how is it possible? So he says, I have a doubt. How can be this possible in all these situations when the sense organs are being attracted, there's influences. Mind is like a wild horse. It wavers like wind. And God says, God did not say it is fickle mind, Arjuna said. And so what we do when we read the Gita, we make excuse. Yeah, in the Gita, God says, mind is like a wild horse, it's like a wind. And we accept this and we just give ourselves permission to be without the reins, horses without reins. We let it wander. But in fact, God says, you can conquer it with practice, determination, and faith. Three things are needed. You must have faith that you can do it. You should be determined to do it. You can control it. You can tame the horse. But you need to practice. And the same example we use in English, practice makes the man perfect. And so its sense organs are the horses. Body is the chariot. And the soul is the charioteer. So now in order to make the actions, elevated actions, action free from karma bondage. So the chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter, sixth, seventh, till ninth, it's all actions, different types of action. Actions should be performed in remembrance of the Supreme. Remember me. If you recognize me as I am, what I am, you are able to perform action in that consciousness, and your actions are fruitful actions. So then he says very beautifully, this example is given, that all these points that I'm, methods I'm telling you about the nature, about the soul, about God, three things he spoke about, and the different aspects of this wisdom, they are like the beads, the pearls, jewels threaded in the thread of a rosary. And I am the thread. Now you recognize me as I am, who I am. Then the whole chapter is about himself. 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chapter about himself. Who I am, what I am, where do I live? You see me as an ordinary form. I am not an ordinary. In the beginning, in the second, third chapter, he says, I come to give you knowledge in a very unique way. My birth is unique. Janmam karmam chame divyam. My birth and my action, both are divine, unique. They are not like human beings. It means I don't take birth as a baby. Because I am the Supreme Soul. I am the parents of all parents. My actions are not the action which put me in bondages. I am the liberator. Speaking about his name, different Arjuna is calling with different names. Madhusudan, Govind, the one who attracts everyone's heart, mainly Krishna. Beautiful, because he is so attracted to this form. So he called him Krishna, hey Krishna. But whenever in the Gita, if you read it, not even a single time mention Krishna Bhagavano Vach. It's written only Bhagavano Vach. Bhagavan, who is the fortune maker beyond this, the nature, the three modes of nature, bondages of karma, akarma, vikarma, free from all bondages. And so he, everywhere is Bhagavan Vach. And Arjun, Aryajan, Sreshtajan, Arya, civilized person, who had royalty, had spirituality, had divinity, wanted to bring this in action, but at this moment is afraid it is not being practiced. So desire is there, urge is there to learn. And so he's asking these questions. And God is speaking, then giving, revealing himself. Who am I? I am seed of the human world tree. In different chapters, so I am now not giving you chapter by chapter, because all these are connected. The second chapter, third chapter is connected with the 18th chapter. Some examples are same in the third, fourth chapter, and the 18th chapters are the answer to that about how to become perfect, how to perform actions without any bondages, how to live liberation in life. So he speaks about, I am the seed of the human world tree, the creator. This world is an inverted tree. Inverted tree means the seed is above and human creation is here. The branches, sub-branches of different religions are here. He speaks about when I come, speaks about the cycle of time. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam srajamiham. At the time of unrighteousness, at the time of irreligiousness, I come. For what? To promote the righteousness and to destroy irreligiousness, unrighteousness. And this is why I said I had given this knowledge before, but as the time goes on, it is lost and I come to give you again. Where do I come from? He speaks about that as well. Speaking about I am avyakta. I am not physical form. You are seeing me in physical form, but I am not this physical form. I am avyakta, not a gross form, not the subtle form. Incorporeal. Incorporeal form is not there. And where is my dham? Where is my home? He says, natad bhasyate surya. Where there are not sun, na shashanko, na chandrama, na tad bhasyate surya, na shashanko, na pavaka, yat gatva na nirvarnate tat dham paramam mama. Where you go and don't come back in the world of sorrow, that is my dham, that's my abode. It is called Brahma dham. It's called Parlok. It's called supreme abode, nirvana. In different languages, later on we have used these words. So beyond the sun, moon and stars, in the world of light, in Brahmalok, in pure element of light is my home. So my name, because I'm benevolent, my form, I'm seed, I'm fortune maker, I am liberator. So God's name are many names given because of the beautiful actions he performed. Benevolent actions he performed. So Krishna, Murari, Govinda, liberator, purifier. In Muslim religion, 99 names. In Hindu religion, many, many names. Many temples in different names. Form is the same. So name, form, home, abode, time, when he comes, function he does. What he does destroy. He comes at the time of unrighteousness and establishes righteousness, and it is in the iron age is unrighteousness and golden age is righteousness. Destroys the falsehood, creates the truth, Satyug. And then he says, those who listen to me this knowledge, those who believe me and practice, then they are liberated in life. They are liberation in life. They are jivan mukta, free from bondages, free from different type of actions. Actions are performed. Very beautifully explaining about majority of the chapters are connected. The state of the mind, the yogi stage, unshakable stage, with faith and determination, whatever you perform, powers of yoga in practical life, and the achievements through yoga, how you become self-sovereign, And the last chapter is all 18th chapter.